Chapter 17. Pip is close to death. I paid Clarica's Miss Havisham's £900, and felt glad that Herbert's future at least was safe. Clarica's were going to send Herbert to India, to open a new office there. So while helping my old friend, I would be losing him at the same time. Wemmick advised us to move Magwitch out of the country in the middle of the week, so we decided to row the boat down to Clara's house on Wednesday, collect Magwitch, and continue right down the river to Essex, where we could stop one of the foreign ships sailing from the port of London to Germany or Holland. With luck, nobody would notice us or suspect us. Our friend Startop agreed to row instead of me, as my hands were still too painful. However, when I went back to our rooms on Monday, my head full of arrangements for the journey, I found a letter, addressed to me and delivered by hand. It said, "If you want information about your guest, you should come tonight or tomorrow night to the old house near the lime kiln on the marshes. Tell no one. You must come alone." I did not have time to consider. I rushed out again and was just in time to catch the afternoon coach.